Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
And that's my cue, LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. I just spoke for the last hour doing next week's show. So y'all bear with me. My voice cracked, but I'm here. Better my voice cracked than my face. How you all doing tonight? Hit me up on Twitter, at Max Tucci, on Instagram, at Max Tucci Radio. I was at dinner tonight with my girl, Eva LaRue. We were at Pump, and she's like, shame on you. You haven't used at Max Tucci Radio since May 21st. I was like, whatever. Whatever. You know what? Hit me up. It's not whatever to you who follow me there. It's just whatever. Like, I got shit to do and an appointment tomorrow. So that's the truth of what's going on in my life. I'm here in LA. There's really nothing happening. I'm looking out the window. There's like no traffic. I think everyone is like exhausted from the fires because they're all just at home chilling like Netflix and chilling after those fires. Which, by the way, you know, there's a lot of hype about what's going on with the air quality. I'm over in the Hollywood Hills and it's pretty good over there. So do come to L.A. Don't be scared. Fly out here. Come here. Spend your money here. California needs you. So don't buy into the bullshit that is not cool because we had a good ass time tonight. And L.A. is really it's thriving right now and it needs you here. So it needs your support. It needs you here. California needs you. It needs you to help. Thanksgiving is this week. A lot of people lost everything, like everything. And they need you. Like now's the time to be like human and to say I hate human because what does human mean? I don't know. But now's the time to be compassionate is what I meant. And you need to just really like reach out and love your neighbor. But first, you got to love yourself before you can love your neighbor. So if you don't love yourself, then stay out of California because we don't want people like you here. Love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you're like a good vibration. You're a really good frequency and you're like a really good synchronicity with me because I love myself every day. And that was my guest laughing in the background. The other night, the other day, I was having lunch with Eva. Eva and I, girl, Eva, call me. I'm going to call you because we need a show. Like he smokes, you drink, and we eat. I'm high, she drunk, we eat. That's going to be the show. Who wants to pick it up? Producers, tweet me at Max Tucci. I'll tweet you. I swear I will DM you back. If you want to give us a show, I will be more than happy to smoke on air. Eva, I'm sure, will be happy to drink on air. I'll be high, she'll be drunk, and we will eat. So let's do it. All right? My guest tonight is not the... All right, you know Max and Friends is Max and Friends. Say what you want, do what you want. Welcome to LA Talk Radio. But, you know, when you're on Max and Friends for the first time, you're like a friend. But when you're on Max and Friends twice, you're family. So my friend tonight, family... is y'all know Mr. Ari Gold. Fourth, I love this is like the first part of the bio. Fourth generation Lower East Side of New Yorker. Drop the mic. That's all you need to know. Because when you're a New Yorker, you are everything else. Welcome. You know, so I was having lunch the other day, happy hour at Wakano down on Sunset and something or whatever. Let me tell you something. That happy hour is no joke. And of course, I'm like there with Eva and her daughter. And her assistant, and all of a sudden I'm like, how the fuck is the bill $180 for happy hour? Like, I usually hear like $30. They were like ordering from the main menu. I'm like, you don't order from the main menu during happy hour. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I love that my husband's Jewish because I have learned all these tricks and traits of happy hours. And I get that crispy ass rice with that like spicy tuna for like $9 instead of $18. I just love it. I'm on like I can't say those words. I'm on fire tonight because that would be insensitive. But like I'm killing it tonight here on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. I'm glad you're joining me. I just had a great show. Listen, next week is going to be a dope show, but tonight's going to be a doper show because we got music from Ari. But next week I've got Kazi Togana on. He's a fan out. He's Lithuanian. He's a super cool actor and he's been in like a whole bunch of films and Equalizer 2. And of course, I mean, like Law and Order, Blue Blood, Standing Eight is a new film that he does in honor of his mom who has lupus. So check out Standing Eight. It's coming out on Amazon in 2019. Proceeds go to Lupus Foundation of America. And then after I interviewed David Calloway, who just came back from Atlanta, he's on the new show MacGyver. I was like, shit, I love that MacGyver's like back out. I grew up on that. Mm-hmm. MacGyver and all those shows. And he's off. He's doing a movie now called Green Book, which is actually a true story. And you got to watch Green Book. So if y'all don't know about those, check them out. But tonight here on Max and Friends, how you doing? We got my buddy Sir Ari Gold back in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having
me. Welcome. Clap, clap. Yay. He brought
he brought like a whole chili.
Yay.
How you doing?
He brings a whole squad with him.
Mishpacha.
It is mishpacha.
Mishpacha.
Like
family.
Big time.
Yeah.
Total family. And you came into the studio tonight. Like the family here is like welcoming you, right?
Yes.
Sam
it,
and
it
Dina.
It felt very much like that.
It felt very much like that. So what were you doing wandering around that?
LA, like a hooker. Like
totally.
A 12 cent.
I was like, oh, I know him. He was
street
like,
hooker.
How? I was like, I don't know, but I do. She's like, who? I was like, I know him.
That's my gym is right there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because I go to Crunch in New
York.
Oh, so
there you go.
I get to go in LA, and it's right near where I'm staying. So
brilliant, like RuPaul says about you.
Speaking of Ru,
happy birthday!
Happy motherfucking birthday to RuPaul.
Right?
I didn't want to say that because you were saying about loving yourself and first. And
you remember, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Now take that over the Brooklyn Bridge. You remember that when he had the radio show?
Yeah. So he texted me today. I do get personal texts from Ru on almost a day. He doesn't text me every day. He's a busy. Very, very busy these days, but you know.
But today he wasn't, so he texted you.
Well, yeah, and I've been texting him because it's his birthday and
there
all
you
that
go.
Stuff. So
right, so that's fun.
Yes, and he,
how is Ru?
He's, you know, I mean, he created an empire, you know, so he is.
I want to do like a Throwback Thursday with you, or like on what's today's Sunday? What is the Sunday version of Throwback Thursday?
Oh,
is there one TBS Throwback Sunday?
Sleepy
that's Lena
Sunday.
Bradford.
I know
Lena's
Girlina.
Always doing TBS. She was supposed to come and stay with me, and I called her. She's like, on my calendar, it's like Lena's staying with you. I was like, okay, cool. So I call him like, hey, girl, like, are you coming to stay with me? She's like, oh, I forgot. My schedule changed. I'm like, now my whole weekend is like going to be shitty until I saw you and I knew you were coming here.
Well, we're drinking water, not tea here. So
right. So spill it.
My mouth
spill the water. Spill the water. But look at this picture of Ru and I when I was like 13 years old.
Wow.
Oh, my God. My bow tie is bigger than my face. Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to post this all on Twitter at Max Tucci. So follow me there and you'll see it. So this was the night of Fashion Group International, Night of Stars, and he won the award for Rising Star,
wow.
Right? Night of Stars. And he's wearing Pamela Dennis dress. Pamela's like family to me. You know, like, so we were just speaking of family. I forgot, like, this is a live show tonight. So
we're live.
We're
people.
Live. And I just, congratulations to my sister and my brother-in-law. They were just married last week.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. And Pamela Dennis was there. So that's why it's like all part of
wow.
that whole.
And
so
did you post that for Ru's birthday?
I post that for Ru's birthday.
Aww.
And then here's the funny part. He signed it when he had the VH1 show, and I went to the VH1 studio.
I love that show.
That needs to come back.
That show, I love.
Oh, but that's like
that
Wendy. No, I'm kidding. That needs to come back. I think Ru needs to be on Fox instead of VH1 with that show.
That would be that's a good idea.
It, like that show needs to be on. Like there needs to
the
be some competition
show. The
there.
Talk show.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many TV series can one person do at a time? You know, he'll
really?
Get there, I guess.
You could do them. I'm sure.
Because he's working on another scripted show.
Yeah, but listen, work is work.
And he doesn't stop.
Nonstop.
He does not stop.
Nonstop.
I really admire him.
Yeah. So. Well, we admire you. And let's talk about your career. What is going on? And why were you walking around like a lost, like... Like I was like, how? He looked lost.
People, you know,
dazed
it's so
and confused.
Funny because people who know me and they see me walking when I don't know I'm being looked at.
Uh-huh.
They've often told me that I seem lost.
I called your name and you looked up, like God was calling. I said, Ari, you were like,
I was just so happy to be recognized in the city of angels. I mean, you know,
are you moving
in
here?
In Hollywood, it's like, you know, I'm a nobody. You know, so
well,
just,
clearly
so
you
to be walking
knew
the
you.
Streets of Hollywood. And for somebody to call my name, and they didn't mean the Entourage character. I was
you were verklempt.
I was verklempt, very verklempt. And so here I am,
and now
I was
you're well,
so happy that I was able to, you know, be in LA at this time and Bashir,
and
like
here.
You said.
Are you like so?
Be.
Are you moving here?
That is a very strong possibility. I've been threatening it for years.
Never leave New York. Visit here.
Listen, you don't get a bigger New Yorker than me. So
me neither. Hello, I'm wearing a New York Yankees hat.
You can take the boy out, you know.
But New York will always be part of your soul.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But especially Lower East Side there. I mean, you're like New York.
Yes, my mother grew up in the Lower East Side, and her parents were from Poland, so they moved here with their parents. So yeah, it was for
so immigrants.
Of course.
Oh gosh, I wonder what that means. Just everyone who started this country.
Everyone, right? Everyone. We are all immigrants.
We are all, and we need to love all immigrants. Y'all hear that? Take that in your pipe and smoke it.
I love the message that you started the show off. You got me a little verklempt, actually.
With?
Just the message that you started the whole show off.
What was the I don't remember anything I say. So you need to remind me. And I love that you have a clapping crew here. I'm like, I need to pull up the mics just so we hear the applause.
Right?
Applause sign. Yay!
I got my bestie from kindergarten here.
Yay, say hi. You're on the air now.
From Yeshiva.
Oh, hi.
and her friend, Chad.
So. Hey, Chad.
Yes.
Hi. How you doing? See, everyone's here. Did you guys know you're going to be on the air tonight?
No.
But you're not on camera, so tell us why you have a camera here and what's going on over there.
Oh, we're on YouTube Live.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we are live. On my YouTube page, it's /SirAriGold, SirAriGold.
And so you can watch
it. I was knighted by a drag queen. I kneeled in front of a drag queen and I got knighted. That's
what happened. Oh, with
that's my life.
The group. I know them.
The Imperial Court,
yes,
they're one of the longest standing, if not the longest, human rights organizations.
That's right.
They've raised tons of money for amazing charities and, of course, HIV/AIDS.
We did a big event with them, yeah.
Yeah, the Night of 1,000 Gowns. 1,000 people witnessed, you know, thousands of people witnessed my...
Your knighthood.
My knighthood, yes. It was a big honor, and it helped in the Google searches to get me away from the Jewish stereotype of that character, so...
Yeah, you know what? I was going to ask you because, you know, I mean... It's difficult when people say your name and then they Google you and you're like, that's not him.
I remember the days when I was just the only one on the Google, in the Google wars, you know. I was the only Ari Gold.
Right. Back in the day.
Back in
the
day.
When Paris Hilton was at New York Public Library writing what she did to Page Six.
Right? Oh, my God. And back in the day, there was an argument on Wikipedia that somehow has been taken off. But there was this whole like debate on my Wikipedia page about whether I was America's first openly gay pop star.
Were you?
Sure, I claim that.
Okay,
for sure.
Own it.
I do. I own it. I have an autobiographical musical about it. So
absolutely. You do. Actually, we're going to talk about it tonight.
but the whole debate. Oh, yeah. Although, of course, you know, and I think he's an underrated, Rue is an underrated recording artist. I think his music is really phenomenal.
Oh,
songwriting
is.
And his voice is much better than he thinks it is because he doesn't like his own voice. But I think he's a great singer. So,
I mean, the music, just the songs back in the day. I mean, I remember listening.
Oh, my
to them.
God.
They
that
were like
album,
anthems.
Forget about
right?
it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
You Better Work was like an anthem. I remember being straight, and I was like, oh, no, you better work. And I was like, shit, I need to
work.
So
you were straight the year that came out?
Probably.
Yeah.
What year was it?
Like 1990, I think, or 91, maybe.
Oh, totally.
I was a gaybe, just taking it all in, and I just loved gay culture. You know, I'm one of those gays. I'm a card-carrying homosexual. You know, I just, like, I grew up loving all the things a closeted baby gay is supposed to love. And then once I realized that I can love these things openly and right. fuck men.
Hello. You're like, that's why I was born.
So, yeah, born this way.
Isn't that good? But, you know, I love, happy birthday. I'm reading here that Ari is doing for pop music what Obama did for the presidency. Whoopi, that's
Whoopi
my
did
girl.
Say that. She said it on,
and
her,
happy
on
birthday,
her own
Whoopi.
Radio show. Yes, happy birthday.
Her birthday was
happy
the 13th
birthday,
of November.
I just got to see her recently, and I got to thank her for having me on the radio show because... there was a lot of resistance to having me on the show, and this is something that I have experienced, you know, my whole career.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I think it's just plain old homophobia, yeah. But and the music industry is really notoriously homophobic,
right? But yet they're all gay.
It's very strange. It's a strange, contradictory world.
It's fun,
but she fought for me to be on the show, yeah. Even though the Clear Channel. Representative was not really having it, and
let me tell you, for all of you who don't know Whoopi, like Whoopi's my girl,
the champion of
she,
people and the,
and the most
and
giving,
so generous,
that's the
spirit,
massively.
Yeah,
we did her
I
birthday
know.
Party. She phoned. She's like, I want to do my birthday at Delmonico's. I was like, let's do it, right? So I was like, and then she like paid for everyone her birthday. I'm like, that is Whoopi.
She's a mensch.
And then we were at the show. Lena actually DJ'd her show like two or three years ago on the show.
You know Lena so well. It's like, it's a true Mishpacha thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we were doing the show. It was Whoopi's birthday. And then we all went back to Whoopi's dressing room. And Bob the drag queen was there. And she was like, oh, take whatever shoes you want. I'm like, is like the most giving person I've ever met in my life, and so salt of the earth.
She really
real.
Is. She's so grounded.
Yeah.
And yeah, and she's so present.
So present.
She's one of the most, like, she just, you know, looking at her, you look, when you look in each other's eyes, and she's just, she's affectionate, and she's, I'm in love with Whoopi.
So am I. And let me tell you, when we were sitting at the Monaco's, she did some ghost shit on me. She's like, oh, your grandfather's here. I'm like, is that you, Dolores Van Cartier? She did the total ghost. She's like, your grandfather is like behind you. I'm like, all right, girl, now I'm going to cry. And we're going to have like, supposed to have dinner. Like, please. Like, she's like, we'll talk.
Well, talk about, you know, one of those, talk about a career that, you know, would have, people would be resistant to. I mean, she's come up with, up against a lot of obstacles.
She didn't work for a while.
And she is so unique, and just, you know, her, the phenomenon that she, the door that she opened for, you know, people who would see her and think, that's me. I look like that. Mm. Like, you know, nobody looked like that when Whoopi came out. So,
and she's authentic to who she is.
She really is.
I love it.
Yeah,
all right.
Whoopi, we love you. Happy birthday.
All right, there goes the cheering committee. Oh my God, this is like the
happy
best interview.
Happy birthday.
Sing it.
To you.
All right. How you doing? Well, talk about studio albums. Tell us about Gold Nation, the soundtrack to freedom.
That is my last album. It's every album I've ever made feels like a miracle. It really does. Like, how did I do this again with no major record label, no backing, no sugar daddy? Like, you know, not that I, you know. Anyway,
no. Listen, people do listen. Yes, let's be real.
Whatever way you can get you.
But you I worked my ass off, yeah. And I'm still standing here today because we've seen your life. You've been through. A lot recently, you know, and I love that you're not shy. You're like hashtag don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Like, you put it out there. You show everyone what's going on in your life. You are like transparent as Windex. You show everything.
It's really the only way I know how to deal with.
Because you're a New Yorker.
All of it. Yeah.
We're transparent.
I am very transparent. And sometimes it bothers me because my face does not lie. Like, it just. If I have to tell some kind of white lie for a specific reason, I could do it.
I got
to
be white.
But, you know, I'm everything on my sleeve.
And, yeah. You know, well, you know what
today,
New Yorkers.
But I love all that, like, what, you know, Dr. Brené Brown, what she says about vulnerability.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like, I want to be able to not be scared of that and to be able to be strong in my vulnerability, because I feel vulnerable right now just talking to
really?
You.
Really? And should we turn the light off so it's more comfortable?
I mean, dimming the lights might
just
be
hit
nice.
The switch behind you. For real.
For real?
Let's get the
fluorescence
off. But how is it look? Hit it for a second.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. It's talk radio, you know? They'll have to deal.
All right.
That's okay.
Do you feel better now?
I do, actually.
Me too.
Thank you.
These are horrible.
God. I hate fluorescent
horrible.
Light. Horrible. Oh, that's the Jewish. Oh,
it
that's
is.
The Jewish way of. Oh, you go. Oh,
right. It's the I don't swallow.
Oh,
but you know, there's a book I'm reading now called The Courage to Be Disliked, and I'm like, that's what a
damn.
New Yorker is.
Damn.
Like, we have the courage to be disliked. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you
but
don't.
But you know, I'm thrilled that I can sometimes pull off that kind of New York. Attitude, which is also the name of a song of mine.
Do we have it here tonight?
No, I did not send that.
Of
it's
all
from,
the
it's
songs
from the last album.
Of all, we could have segued into that.
But you know, yeah, I don't know if I'm like that. You know
what?
Whatever you just said.
The courage to be disliked.
Yeah, I you know.
Do you have
I
the courage to be disliked?
You know, my actions say that I do things. Without worrying about that. And so I'm grateful for that, that I just sort of continue on with doing it. But inside, I'm desperate for people to like me. Desperate.
Yeah. Well, that's a different scenario.
You know.
I think with the courage to be disliked, what it means is like you can hold on to your truth and your authenticity. And if people don't like you for it, you'll still own it and be like, okay with it.
Well, I guess, and that's the courage. Because if you didn't care, then you would win a Rageous album, which I did not send you either.
Wait, do I have it? Okay, so here's what we do have.
Okay, what do you have?
All
what
right,
did I give so you?
You,
everything's
you gave
there
me
available.
Sex like a porn
you know what?
Star.
I'm trying to streamline my Spotify right now because, you know, I have music out under Ari Gold. I have music out under Sir Ari Gold. And now Gold Nation is, you know, my latest collective sort of rebranding.
Was it released?
You will.
Has it been released?
Yes, it has been released. I recorded it in Holland mostly.
Let's just go back. Yes. I recorded in Holland.
Amazing, yes! Right?
How was that experience?
Well, it was actually in this. I mean, I spent, you know, time in Amsterdam, which was, of course, fun and beautiful. But most of it was in this town called Roosendaal with Bob Sandy, who is Subgroover. It's his, you know, remixer name and producer name. And he was brilliant. And we just had the best collaborative experience. And we weren't on the clock. And we just listened to stuff that inspired us.
Consciously and, created music.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was incredible. But I'm currently releasing a song off of the album every month, a remix.
Okay.
Of one of the songs on the album, and it's 12 months to Pride leading up to World Pride in New York City, which, you know, is in my hometown, World Pride this year. And it's
June 2019.
Yes. And it commemorates the 50th anniversary of Stonewall.
Yeah.
Which is just huge. So I had to do something, you know.
You know what? I love that you, like, people have to do something, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? And you do. Wait, I have like someone's texting me.
Okay.
Is Sir Ari hot? Are the lights still off? Well, first of all, if you knew who he was, you would know he is. No, I love you, Ford. Thanks for the message.
What's his name?
Ford.
That's Ford. Hi, Ford.
Hi, Ford. Hi, Ford. Well, Sex Like a Porn Star. Let's talk about it. Set it up for me because we're going to
talk about
it.
Hot, right?
Right? And lights off or lights on. How do you like it?
Fuck
lights
yeah.
off or on? No, how do you like it? Lights on or off? Well, clearly off, but. When you have sex like a porn star.
I prefer for there to be good lighting during sex.
Okay. What does good lighting mean to you?
Not complete darkness and not, you know, although, you know, outdoor, you know, fucking in the sun can be quite a nice experience.
Sunrise, sunset.
So that, you know, just natural lighting can be good lighting. But, you know, other good lighting, everyone looks good in red.
everyone does look good in red.
Up lighting helps, you know, the six packs, you know, if you're rocking one of those. But
and which you are. But do you have, you know what I love about this show? People who listen to this show, like last week, like I had a really like Zen show, Gordana Bjorn.
I want to be a Zen show, but I'm too Jewish for that, I think.
Hello. And I'm totally absorbing the Jewishness. I'm like, I need some matzo ball soup. And we need to have coffee and cake.
Some herring.
Because you can't have cake without coffee. Right? But like last week we had, I think Gordana Bjornot was here. She's one of Oprah's Super Soul 100s. The book is hashtag Know the Truth. And then people tune into shows like this. And I'm like, this is called Duality Max. You know, it's like, it's okay to have all this different flavor of life. And I think like that's why people don't even know what to expect when they're joining me on Max and Friends. Speaking of, you are listening to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. And my guest tonight is Sir Ari Gold.
Max and Friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life. And he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip. Okay.
LA Talk, this is Max and Friends. I hit the wrong button.
That auto-tune vocal is everything.
You know, that's Monroe King. Do you know Monroe King?
I don't.
Monroe King is like, I love Monroe King. Her dad, speaking of Oprah, her dad was Roger King who put Oprah on TV.
Wow.
See, there we go.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's crazy.
And she reached out. She's like,
can
years
of you imagine a world without having had Oprah, our world?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Have you seen, I was talking about it tonight, next week. I was talking about it next week, show, tonight.
Yes.
But have you seen the Netflix series 80s and 90s?
I saw some. Yeah, okay. No, not the Netflix one. I think I'm thinking of the
Jump
PBS
on it. Tom
one.
Hanks produced it.
Okay,
I'm sure we share the same amount of love for Auntie O.
Yes,
right.
Because
that's Auntie O.
It's Oprah and
However, it was Phil Donahue, which I knew, but I really got into knowing on this 80s. Phil Donahue was talking about all the topics before
Phil
Oprah was.
Paved the way for Oprah.
Totally,
absolutely.
Totally.
He created a path for what she did. What she ended
absolutely.
Up doing.
And she
took it to a whole
another
level.
But he took it to the whole other level.
Oh,
he talked about gay before anybody.
I used to love Donahue. Absolutely.
He talked about transgender before anybody. You know, so
yeah, I used to love.
We need to
I
send love
Donahue.
To Phil Donahue.
I am that old.
All right, let's get into Sex Like a Porn Star. Do you, and should I just like ask, like, should we say we have a Twitter question, but it's not really a Twitter question, it's just something that I want to know. Do you have Sex Like a Porn Star?
Well, you know, the song is a metaphor for living your life to its fullest, you know? So
taking life to the max.
Love like a mover. Yeah. So there have been times, you know, when sure, you live your biggest sex porn fantasy out, you know? Yeah.
What is that biggest sex porn fantasy?
Just, you know, well, I guess for me, just feeling like that, you know, stud that I, you know, desired and felt so wrong and closeted about desiring that mm-hmm. you get to sometimes be that person that is that for me sometimes is a fantasy. It's like becoming the person that you once you know.
Do you like Pretty Woman Kiss on the Mouth or no? Let's get into sex like a porn star.
sex like a porn star. Sex. Yeah. The gays, the straights, bisexuals, transsexuals, porn stars. The gays, the straights, bisexuals, transsexuals, sex, porn stars. The gays, the straights, bisexuals, transsexuals. Yeah. Your mother turned into your father. Your mother turned into your father. Yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Lucci. That was Sex Like a Porn Star by Sir Ari Gold.
We shot a video for that one too. And
where's the video?
It's on YouTube on my page.
Like right now? Like, we can go there right now and watch it.
Right now.
So go and watch it. No, stay with us. Stay with us.
But, you know, there was a little bit of some folks, you know, were wondering about the use of the term transsexual.
Right. Because it's in the song.
It's a riff off of an old house track from the 90s, like a bitch track.
Okay.
That used that word. And plus the song, you know, it's a sexual song. So it's about sex. And so I want the word sex is in transsexual. And, you know, it's just a lyric.
Well, you know, the Jewish Journal says you're honest and distinctive.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
I love that. That's a good quote, the Jewish Journal. I mean, who gets quoted by the Jewish Journal?
Listen, I'm, as my brother Elon says, I'm half Jewish, half very Jewish.
So. Right, half very Jewish. I'm a recovering Jew.
Oh, well, we all, yeah, I have to be that too because I grew up Orthodox, so it's,
you see?
It's a lot.
I'm actually not even, well, my mother, like, my mom is Lithuanian, so of course there's Jew because of Lithuanian. So she does the whole DNA thing and she finds out, like, there's a percentage. So she's like, but strict, you know, Catholic, the whole thing. She escaped the war, lived in the camps, the whole thing, displaced person camps, not the concentration camps. Uh-huh. So, you know, she's Catholic was a big part of her life. But now she's like, I got to go to TJ Maxx and get a Jewish star. I'm like, let's go.
She's owning
of
it.
Of all places. I'm like, I love that she wants to go to TJ Maxx to get one.
Her jubling to get her
jubling.
Yeah,
she wants her jubling. Well, speaking of like jubling, tell us about the sweatshirt you're wearing.
Oh, it's a shirt. It's not a sweatshirt.
Oh, it's a shirt.
Yeah. Okay. And it just has all these buttons on it. And
who made it?
I found it in downtown LA.
This trip?
No.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the hat is good, too.
This was Miami, yeah. But usually I'm wearing Delicia Glam because she's designing all the stuff. I wanted to wear a little something extra.
You want
to
zhuzh it up here.
Radio. I just wanted to feel the superstar effect.
Right, and zhuzh it up. Good for
you, Max.
You're so like black and gold.
I love the black and gold. I can't lie. So.
No, I love it, too. It looks great.
But, you know, it was something special for you, Max.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So let's talk about taking charge of your own life, your health and self-care, because that's been a big part of your journey recently, especially. I remember like watching there was like some intense moments. You were like your own like Spanish soap opera.
Telenovela.
You were like your own like solo telenovela. You would show up and it was like, what's going to happen today?
I did watch Young and the Restless and One Life to Live and Dynasty and the Colbys for quite some time. So, yeah, I guess I'm a little bit Alexis Morel, Carrington, Colby, Dexter, Owen, Colby.
Right. And then you decided to do like a docuseries on your health.
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I
Come
think
on,
I did
saw
some
it.
Like Facebook Lives or whatever.
Docuseries. You were checking in and trying to figure out what was going on.
Right.
Which is courageous.
Thank you. Yeah, I you know, it's sharing my, you know, what's going on with me, and I've seen that when you share something about your own struggles, it helps people to know that they're not alone, and so
what's
always,
going on?
I always
you?
Want to do that, you know. It's like it's the only that's the gold lining, mm-hmm. if you will, you know, when you're struggling and dealing with something like that, like to be able to at least help someone else while you're going through it. It's like, if you got to go through it, well, at least I can help someone else, you know.
But when you say go through it, what do you mean go through it?
Oh, well, you know, if you're talking about Facebook Lives of probably, you know, me at the, you know, at Sloan Kettering getting blood transfusions and mm-hmm. things of that sort. But I remember I did one Facebook Live about getting my full STI screening because mm-hmm. I thought that would be inspiring.
I think I remember that one. No, and you know what? I do remember that one because I was like, you know what? For people who don't do it.
Right. There are more people who don't do it than we know, you know, mm-hmm. or than we sort of think about. But I'm impressed with how woke and intelligent you are, Max. I can just hear all of it.
You're saying?
Yeah, I like it. I like the intellectualism.
There
happening.
Is. You've got to like have the mix of intellectualism and humor.
Yeah.
Because I think the humor brings in the intellectualism.
Yeah, the humor, period, especially for everything right now.
Oh,
for
don't you just?
So, that's why.
All right, so let's talk about taking charge of your own health.
Okay.
Because people
self-care.
Who are, self-care.
Yeah. Nothing
why
funny
did you
about,
decide to
funny
do
about
it?
Self-care. I mean, I've always been on a journey of self-discovery, of trying to be the best version of myself, and you know, I constantly fail miserably at it, but it's been at least a journey, and I've learned in the last 6 years so much about doctors and the medical and having to be your own best advocate, and you know, to know that your body is your body, and you're in charge, even when talking to people who know more than you or who are quote unquote experts in something, like, you know, at the end of the day, you know yourself best. If you're doing the work to know yourself best, then you know,
you got to do the work.
Yeah.
People don't want to do the work though.
It's hard,
easy not
man.
To.
It's hard.
I just totally did a Joy Behar and bit my cuticle. Whatever, forget it.
I was like, once you did it, I saw her. I saw
you
her.
Did? You yeah. saw the red hair
yeah,
and I the little headband?
Joy. I did, once you put your thumb in your mouth.
The View needs to like give us like a shout out tomorrow. For talking about, basically,
right.
Speaking of, yeah. I love the new View with Meghan McCain.
It's she's been on for a couple
I
years.
I know. No, Meghan, she's like new this season.
No, she was on last season.
Meghan McCain
yes.
was?
Yes. Absolutely.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
No, was she?
I'm pretty sure.
I was she? Check it. We're going to have fact checks.
I'm pretty sure she's been on. This is her second
All right.
Season.
Well, her being
she
on
had to
is
leave
amazing.
For, she had
her
to
daddy
leave
died.
For a little bit.
Right.
But,
she's good, though.
Yeah,
I like her. Yeah. I like the energy she brings to the table.
I think she's learning a lot. You know, I think that there's so many things that she grew up in. And,
right.
And
patterns
so,
and pathology.
Yeah. And so she had to.
And they get disrupted on The View.
It's, right. I think it's great for her yeah. to be on the show. And to,
oh, here we go. Fact check number one. And
it seems to me that she returned
yes.
to The View.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
because
well,
she
her
had,
daddy
yes,
died.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll look at
John McCain.
You know, tweet us. Let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, love her on the show. But let's get into, like, I've got so many things to talk about.
I can't believe Meghan McCain. We only have 45 minutes and we're talking about Meghan McCain.
Yeah. That's it's called life. But I want to talk about your birthday because it's my we're Aquarians.
Listen, we're the best. I'm sorry.
Valentine's
I'm sorry.
Day. You're February 10th and I'm Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why, like, there's this
so
energy.
Much love.
There's, like, Aquarian energy oh, that's rising up that's to meet sweet. Us. Oprah's an Aquarius. You know that, right?
I do know that.
Yeah. So is Alan. Like, we're the best.
Hey, listen.
Right?
Oprah.
Well, let's talk about your birthday, because it's going to be big.
It's going to be February 10th in New York City. And, okay. Cutting Room. And last year, I did my concert, which I just got to do in Richmond, Virginia, the Soundtrack to Freedom concert with Gold Nation. And I did it for my birthday at Club Cumming in New York, at Alan Cumming
yes.
Club. And... you know, it was like a dream come true because I had been wanting to perform the entire album from beginning to end. That's always been a dream. So I got to do that. And that's what I've been doing more of. I lost my train of thought.
Your birthday.
Right. And that was
it's
my birthday
late.
Last
it's LA,
year.
Time change.
That was my birthday last year.
And this year.
And I said, I'm never doing a show on my birthday again because the show itself, that 1 hour was pure magic. Everything before and after the show was just fell to pieces.
Okay.
And so I said, I'll never do a show on my birthday again. And so this year I'm doing two shows and an exhibition.
Of course you are. Because that's what Aquarians do. I'm never doing it again. Let me do two. Right? That's what we do. I do big charity events all the time. And I'm like, I'm never doing one again. And then I'm like, then the charity calls me and they say, like, will you do our luncheon? I'm like, do you have a luncheon and a gala? Sure, sign me up. Speaking of, I got to give a shout out to SOS Children's Villages in Florida. We did their luncheon for them a couple weeks ago. We were supposed to raise, like, I think 80,000. We did almost 200. So go to sosflorida.com because we need your help. Thanksgiving is here. And I like to reach a goal of 200,000. So give to us so we can get that goal. We're supposed to have 150 people. We had like 300 people. Shout out to Rolanda Watts, Tommy Rose, and Mark Strickland for joining us that night for SOS Children's Village. See, we can talk about sex and children at the same time and be okay about it because we're not talking about having sex with children at the same time.
I love that. You have no idea how much I love that you just went there right now.
I had to because it's the hot.
People
the
do not
holidays.
Want to talk. People do not. Want to talk about that, and they do, you know, they it's just an immediate sort of anything to do with sex and children is immediately put into that category, and you know, it's
exactly
of pedophilia or unconsensual or you know, rape or abuse, or,
all of the,
you know,
the
but,
low vibrational,
but that doesn't mean that we have to be scared of sex, you know, with children present or whatever,
or talking about it,
or talking about it.
Listen, I 100% agree. And I'm like, my niece is 15. I'm like, give a hand job before a blowjob. I tell her that. And I'm just like, why are you telling her that? I'm like, because it's like, and then smell your hand.
Well, and that's you know, Queen Madonna. She, you know, she taught us
wow,
that.
Wow, tonight's show has gone to the gutter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, in college, I read an essay about that written by this sex theorist, Gail, I think was her name.
Gail King.
No. Right. And she talked about the hierarchy of sex and, you know, the things that we put in a hierarchy as far as what is okay, what is less okay. You know, homosexuality, you know, fits somewhere in the middle of that. And, you know, It's just, it was a fascinating article that just blew my mind and just made me realize how much we do that to sex and the shame.
We shame it.
The shame.
Listen, let's share a story. Well, let's do story time on Max and Friends. All right. So I'm not going to say who, but someone that I know, his sister was molested by her grandfather. This was like in the 1970s, like two fingers. And the daughter told the mother, like, my grandfather's like molesting me. And they went to a therapist, and the therapist is like, okay, so how is she? And the mother's like, she's fine. He's like, then don't make it a big deal. If you make it a big deal, you're going to scare her for the rest of her life. Just keep her away from that old man.
It contributes to the shame. It doesn't really help.
Exactly.
You know, if there is trauma, it has to be dealt with. And of course, if the, you know, it's a horrible thing when there's not consent and when the person is, you know, traumatized by the event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but the shaming of it and, yeah, I mean, you know, Oprah was a big part of the coming out of that even happens to, you know, to people, because
George Michael, sex is natural, sex is good. Not everybody does, but everyone should.
Yes, poor
George. Agree.
He also, you know, talk about a challenging career, you know, and of course he accomplished so much, but they messed with him. I mean, they really, mm-hmm. you know, you asked me why do you think, you know, there's people have tried to stop me from doing what I do. But I think, you know, when you're, I don't know. People are scared of the truth. You know, we see that now.
Fear. Because, you know, fear is just basically, it's the unknown, and it's what people, fear is false.
They came after him. I mean, he was arrested in the bathroom, George Michael.
Of course
Michael,
he was. And, I mean, who
was? And set up, you know.
That's the, like, yeah. Stormy Daniels was set up.
Yeah.
Like, she was at the club doing her thing. Everyone, like, shames everyone for sex. Sex is natural. Sex is good.
We love you, George. We miss you.
I know. You know, for me, I always believe that for the soul, there's neither birth nor death, is eternal, everlasting. So just because people aren't here on earth with us doesn't mean that their energy is not here.
I believe in all that.
I know that to be true. So we have like a couple more minutes so we can talk about, we're getting so Jewish here. This is like, let's get verklempt with Ari.
I think turning
the
lights off really took
it took her to a whole nother level.
Oh my God. I'm like, see.
I will
into
never.
Me see.
Oh, into me see. Isn't that the best? I don't know why when I do that, I sound like Shaquita. Right?
Oh, Gary.
All this New York. I love it. Oh my God, the New Yorkers. All right. But let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? We got to, like, we're going to play another song, but what do you want to talk about? Like, tell us seriously. Because, like,
what's
we're
the
here.
Other song you're
going to
play?
Whatever you want me to play. We have Gold Nation. We have Make Music. Gold Nation featuring
right.
you. We have a whatever. What do you want me to play?
You can play Make Music, sure.
All right.
Because I think that.
Short version.
Yes, I put
that's
the
what
short
you sent me.
I put the
because
short.
We want people to actually, like, buy the songs.
Well, buying. Who buys songs? But streaming
people do
is good.
Buy songs.
Yeah, they do still some.
No?
Some, I think. I don't know.
You know, that's bullshit. If you don't, like, contribute. It's 99. What, a song is 99 cents,
I know.
Right?
Should I do another GoFundMe?
I think you should. Listen, you know what? No, for real. I'm always like, if you can buy a song, just, like, help people out. It's 99 cents.
Well, my friend recently just said, wait, so Ari, if I, like, leave your song streaming, like, while I'm working in my office, like, will you get paid? So I was
will
like,
you?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you should do that.
How do we find out? Do you?
Just listen, everybody. Anybody's out there listening, just stream my pages, listen to my music, like me, like me, like me.
All right. All right, so, you know, like, I like to, like, leave the show. I know, like, we've been having a fun time and giggling and laughing and telling all stories and loving on people and everything else. But the reality is, like, people are going into this week. It's Sunday night. It's, what time is it? Almost midnight in New York. It's almost a new day in cold-ass New York. We're here in L.A. right now. Look, that's L.A. And what do you want people, like, to... For me, I always leave them with some inspirational kind of a saying or quote or whatever, but what's ever on my heart to bring with them into this week. What do you want people to bring with them into this week?
Wow. Well, the thing that I've been thinking a lot about in that realm these days is, for me, so I'll just share it with you guys, is that, well, Oprah says this, you know, at our best, we're all teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But then I add to it, but we often teach the lessons we most need to learn for ourselves. But we best teach the lessons that we need to learn for ourselves.
We're our own self-gurus. We are our gurus.
You have to be.
You know, I interviewed Sophie B. Hawkins, and I said to her, I said, well, like,
is that
what does
a plug
it mean?
For Rue's new book?
What?
Guru.
Sophie B. Hawkins.
I know Sophie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Sophie.
Yes, of course.
So she said, you know, we're all our own gurus. Like, we are experiencing our own experiences because we are the guru for our life. You don't need to ask someone else. You are your own guru.
I've really had to learn that. That's
it's a process.
Yeah, it's a process.
But once you learn it, it's like
yourself. But in order to get to that point, you do have to listen to other people, and you do have to be open and accept help and listen to what other, how other people do, how they are doing it, so that you can figure it out. You know, you can't do it in a vacuum either. You know,
no, you can't, or you can, but that would be a whole different experience. It'd be very clean,
like, or dusty. Right? I'm not sure.
Well, no, I think the dusty part is in the barrel. I mean, talk about not having to have like a rag, but
a shmata,
exactly, to clean it up. So, why do you make music?
Wow, because I have to.
Why? That was such the joke.
But why? We're like Fiddler on the fucking roof here.
But why, Ari? Why?
Wow, we're asking the big questions. Jews love to ask questions. We are the whole tradition is a tradition of asking questions.
So why do you make music?
Music is healing. It heals me. It heals the soul. It heals others. And you know, I get to express. For me, as a writer, you know, I'm doing both something lyrically and also something musically. So there's a feeling and an abstract thing that happens with music. It's one of the most powerful. I think it's the most powerful art form, you know, that can just reach people on this visceral, otherworldly, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, level. But then as a, you know, when you write lyrics as a lyricist, whatever, you know, you get to say other things and you get to be really specific about certain things. And that's been my personal passion as an artist, is because I felt like there was a real gap in the specificity of gay lives. And so it's been a blast getting to do that. And I hope to continue to do it for a long time.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Make Music by Sir Ari Gold, who's in the studio here with me tonight in LA Talk Radio Studios. We are in the heart of Studio City.
It's on my latest album, which is actually out under Gold Nation, which is a collective, because we are all one Gold Nation under God.
Indivisible. Yes. For liberty and justice for all.
Absolutely.
Amen or many men.
Ooh, I like that.
Amen.
Oh,
Challah.
Challah.
With some pastrami would be so good right now.
I like hard salami and tongue.
I'm sure you do. Hard salami and tongue. In that order, or tongue and then hard salami?
Switch it up. Keep switching.
Just put it on a bun, right? There you go. All right. Well, before we go, because we're going to wrap this up, and Dita's like, probably she's going to walk by anyway, be like, what's going on? So what do you want people to know, take with them, with you? Like, what do you want people to know about you?
Well, you can join Gold Nation and be with me and at Sir Ari Gold on my Instagram, my YouTube channel. Please subscribe. And my website, arigold.com, has some of my writing that I like to do. Sometimes I need to say things in essay form.
Okay.
So
there you go.
And there you go. My birthday is February 11th, Aquarius. But we're partying on the 10th in New York City at The Cutting Room.
That's going to be fun.
But I'm hoping to get out here and start doing some more stuff out here. I want to do some shows out here.
Yes. Like,
it's been a minute.
Let's hang out after the show.
I used to perform at the Here Lounge. It was one of like the few venues. Okay. And that stage, it was like this platform. It was so rickety. And we would be, you know, doing full dance routines. And yeah,
rickety is fun.
Complete rickety.
Right?
Rickety, rickety, rickety.
Rickety. All right. We're going to wrap it up. Let's talk about rickety. So... before we go, I know there's something, like, I just feel there's like
something that needs to
that
be
you
said,
need to say.
That I always need to say something.
All right, so say something quickly and then I'll say something.
Well, I just want to thank you, Max, for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
And you know, it when somebody sees what you're doing and recognizes you, it's a meaningful thing for me. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And on that note, I mean, this is called Frequency and Synchronicity. I'm going to leave you all with this. I see you. I see your strength and courage, your hesitations and fears. I see the way you love others and your struggle to love yourself. I see how hard you work to grow and your dedication to heal. I see your vulnerable humanity and my phone just went and your transcendent divinity. Yep. I see you and I love what I see. And I do. I see you. I hear you. And you matter for all of you listening tonight who have never heard those words
great
before.
Message.
I love you. Tweet me at Max Tucci if you want to continue the conversation.
Don't let your phones interrupt that message to yourself.
That's right. It's true. I do. I see you. I hear you. And you know what? Dream big and then dream bigger, because your lives matter. I love you all for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. It's this week.
There you go. See,
we're going into the Thanksgiving spirit.
Yes, but we always need to be in that spirit, truth be told.
You know what? Thanksgiving for me, honestly, is every day.
Yeah.
Every day I wake up, I'm so thankful for everything.
Well, it's a practice. Sometimes I have to practice myself into that mode. And sometimes I love when it just comes naturally and I feel it. That's the Bashert.
It does. And you know what? Life unfolds naturally.
And when you go through some crazy stuff and some really difficult challenges, when you do go through the other side, and the only way is through, you can't go around, you have to go through the pain. Mm-hmm. But when you do get to that other side, there is a sort of ground level gratitude that just happens, because
naturally
you're just like, wow, like, you know, I'm so thankful that I'm not in pain. I'm right. Not, you know, suffering, because yeah. Life can.
But if you don't go through the pain, you don't want it's like not to have the pain.
It's true.
You know,
true.
So if you're going through
deeper,
hell, don't stop.
Deeper.
Right. All right. We got to go. I love you all for tuning in. Really happy Thanksgiving. We'll
know.
Do it again. If you're going to move to LA, like, I'm here every Sunday night. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Find out more about the show. Go to LATalkRadio.com. I'm here every Sunday night. And also get the free LA Talk Radio app. You can take me to bed with you every Sunday night. I'm your host, Max Tucci. I love you all for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'm going to tell you all this up front and real. Cut the bullshit this year. Get with your family, love them, hug them, and just beat on them. Because when they die, you'll be like, oh, I should have, but you can't anymore. So really, cut all the bullshit. Love your family.
You better work, Mac.
And take, yeah, exactly. You know what? And just take that and stuff that in your Thanksgiving turkey. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good karma.